חסידים, אוי לפנה לחסידים, מה ימבום בבבם, ימבום בבבם. לפנה לחסידים, הימבום בבבי, בבי, בי, ימבום בבי, בבי, בי, לפנה לחסידים. נור ונדירה בשלוף, נור ונדירה בשלוף, Shlufena lechasidim, shlufena lechasidim, nor wenn die Rebbe trinkt, trinken alle chasidim. Trinken alle Chassidim, trinken alle Chassidim. Nur wenn die Rebbe weint, oi wenn die Rebbe, die Rebbe, die Rebbe. Oy vaynen vaynen ah lechasidim Oy vaynen 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 ah lechasidim Oy yo bo 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 yo bo 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 vaynen ale chasidim Weine alle Chassidim. Nur wenn die Rebbe tanzt, nur wenn die Rebbe tanzt, oi tanzt alle Chassidim, oi tanzt alle Chassidim. Tanzen alle Chassidim. Und wenn die Rebbe singt, und wenn die Rebbe, die Rebbe, und wenn die Rebbe singt.
Well, there is no doubt that one of the most important religious ceremonies in the Jewish calendar was the wedding. But before that occasion took place, we heard about some rather unusual courting experiences.
I could tell you a courting with a difference.
Right, go on then. Be careful what you say.
Yes. My husband will be with oranges and onions. It was just after the war and you couldn't get them, you see. And his mother, who we at the time lived with, had a little greengrocer's. Yeah. So he used to make sure that I had my fair ration, you see. Mm. And that's how we got together.
Did you live nearby?
Yes, quite close.
And so you would bring these oranges
out? No, I used to go in the shop, you see.
Yeah, and he'd keep them for you.
Yes, and eventually he asked if I would like to go out with him, you see.
Yes.
And that's how it started. And we went...
Where did you go to on your first outing? Do you remember?
The cinema.
We went to the cinema.
What did you see? Do you remember?
We worried about pictures.
Oh, come on, I bet you do remember.
I took him to see at the Savoy Theatre. I went, it was my winter leave, and I said, well, we'll go book up to see this show. I think it was Lady Frederick, wasn't it? Mm. Lady Frederick. And when we got there, we hadn't booked, you see, and we were looking around for the booking office, and then one of the commissionaires from the Savoy Hotel came down and said, would you like some tickets to go in? So we said, yes, thank you very much, and we wanted to give him some. He said, no, it's quite all right, and we had the second row of the dress.
Oh, amazing. How come? Were they short of customers?
Well, they probably gave them. I don't remember. Yeah. They probably gave them to the commissioners. And because it didn't cost them anything, we had tea in the interval, you know, brought to us.
Yes, yes.
That was how we first started.
Oh, how nice.
Have we went mad and bought a program each?
A program each?
In Beit HaMikdash, in a tinkel cheder, sitz di almone troiri kalein. Oir ben yochidl, bit zi keseidel, singt zi alidl zum Schlurufen. Du bist wern groß, Idale, vergess nicht doch, Idale, als erogen Kalech mit Mandel. Du's wird sein dein Beruf.
My first glimpse of my adorable Dot was when we were at the Hackney Swimming Bath, and there was, I think we were members of different clubs who went on a certain night to swim, and I saw a certain girl talking to a crowd round, and she seemed to command the attention and personality, impressed me a lot. So I went up to somebody, I said, who's that girl talking there, just pointing with her finger pointing? He said, that girl's my sister. Was Sid Kaplan. He said, "That's my sister." I said, "Well, I never fancy asking you." He said, "I'll give you an introduction." I said, "Please do." Right. Introduced me, and I asked her to go out, go to a dance and so on. And I think it took quite a time because I was a member of the Stoke Newton Social and Literary Society, joining the Shackle Lane Synagogue, in which Sunday evenings Jewish boys and girls had their club night there, and I used to give concerts amongst other people. I remember singing a song in particular through a megaphone. I hasten to add, you ought to remember that in those days there were no microphones involved. Through a large megaphone to help my little small boys get over, and I sang a song called "Day by Day I'm More in Love with You. Day by day, my dreams are coming true." And evidently, this Dot Kaplan got the message because she eventually became Dot Kane.
I remember this Louis Rabinowitz used to have what he called soirees Saturday night, and he used to invite young people from the shul to his house, and he used to make lovely, lovely parties, and they used to have wonderful games. It was all games, and there was dancing to a gramophone. Oh, he was a very modern minister.
Was he very...
Very modern minister. He and his wife would do a tango, and it would be a demonstration tango. And all the young people... I remember when Reverend Cosgrove got his PhD, they had a party there, and we were invited. All the very, very nice selection of people that he used to have there. And my sister Renee and I were always invited for Saturday night. Now, I remember one particular party he had. One sister was learning to be a dentist. I don't know which sister it was, but they had a party, and she'd invited a whole bunch of American students. to this party. They were all Jewish, all American students, and the girls all sort of paired off with them. Now, at that time, it was soon after the Wall Street crash,
right.
And none of them had very much money. But we all had a wonderful time. We'd all go out, some of us on our own, some of us in a bunch. And I had a particular American friend that I was with for 2 years until he qualified and went back to America. There was never any question of getting married. He was at Denmark Hill, the hospital at Denmark Hill, which is that King's College? Yes. And we'd go perhaps to their sports ground and play tennis, which was free. I would meet him at Liverpool Street, and we would walk to Denmark Hill, or he lived at that time at Camberwell. His landlady was lovely. I don't think he paid her for months. Until some money came through from America. And I know it was a grand occasion when he got some money from America. You know, it was really quite something. We'd play tennis, or we'd walk, or we'd go back to his digs, and his landlady and her husband were very nice. They'd put a gramophone on, and we'd all dance, or we'd all, I don't know, it was lovely. And then we'd have a slow walk back. At that time, his landlady's husband, you'd be able to get a shilling all day travel ticket.
Oh, yes.
So if he had one, he'd say, he'd finish this up, use it, you see, so we'd be able to ride all the way home. There was really no money at all to spare, but we still enjoyed it.
Mm.
It was lovely.
Mm. So were you heartbroken when you went back to America?
No, I'd already met Ralph. I was going to have a birthday party, a 21st birthday party. And this American couldn't come at that time because that was a time they had duty in the hospital and weren't allowed, you know, they had to stay.
Mm.
The one that I had invited, because at that time, I suppose they do today, he had so many girls and so many boys, you see. Well, then in that case, I was one short. So the friend of mine says, I said, you must bring somebody. He's got to be tall. I don't care who he is, as long as he's tall. Got to make up the number, you see. And he brought Ralph along. Well, that was it, you see.
Vergess nicht, dass Liedale an der Rosentale mit Mandeln. Du wird sein dein Beruf. Damit wirst du ihn alle handeln. Schluss, Ingalle, Schluss.
So for the life's ambition of families, well, naturally, we all know that, to see their daughter marry well to a nice Jewish boy. And the attitude was nothing was too good for my daughter, our daughter. And according to their means, parents went all out to make a memorable do. And, well, the wealthiest hired West End venues, such as Portman Rooms, Monarch and Dam's famous Westminster Palace rooms, and banqueting suites in the posh hotels, wherever. And middle classes went for the La Boheme, Mile End Gate, Stern's Hotel, Mansell Street, Aldgate. There were Silversteins in Whitechapel, very popular. And the poorer families, they either didn't have weddings or made a small house do, or they booked Schwartz's restaurant in Aldgate. As a matter of fact, it was not unusual for a poor family to take out an insurance policy in the first week a baby girl was born. Really. And they continued paying up to the wedding date. So they felt, come what may, good times, bad times, we will have a lovely wedding, no? Maybe there were some father who secretly breathed a sigh of relief when a son was born. Let the bride's family worry about the cost of the wedding. Oh, being very facetious, aren't I? If not cynical. We're talking about well-known venues for Jewish weddings, and not forgetting bar mitzvahs and anniversaries. I have to tell you about the La Boheme in Mile End. I really mustn't let this go by. But a gig that musicians did in my life as a musician, early days, I was always doing gigs, and a gig at the La Boheme in those days, it meant you played from 4:30 p.m, then you moved upstairs to dinner program at 6 p.m. What a marathon that was, for the guests, not for us. About six courses, hors d'oeuvres, chicken soup with kreplach, a fish course, and then chicken and vegetables, and then desserts, and then petit fours, and in case you were hungry still, a huge basket of fruit on each table. And to continue, then after a break for speeches and grace after meals, that band had their meal at this break, came the opening of the ball, the waltz, I'll be loving you always. What else? Then, at about 10:30, another gorging, tea, gattos, cheese buns, and a piece of the bridal cake.
Bin ich jung geblieben, so die Neut mir aus getrieben. Wenn ich ob nur kein 13 Jahr gehabt, in der Fremd, weit von Mames Zeugen, hat die Schmutz mir dickes Erzeugen geworden ist von mir.
The people were wonderful in the East End in those days. My grandmother was 86, and my grandfather was 93. He didn't want to live with the family. He preferred to live and be independent. He'd come to my auntie or myself or my mother for Shabbos. But the rest of the week, used to see to it that either my aunt or my mother used to see to it that he had a meal or something there. But the neighbours were all so kind. None of them would eat a meal unless they knew that their next door neighbour would have something as well. Things were very, very hard everywhere. Money was very tight. But they were all very generous. I remember being with my grandfather one day, and a neighbour came in with a covered dish with fish and chips. "Oh, Isaac," she said, "I've cooked too much." She says, "You have this," the fish and chips on the plate. They'd never say, you know, "Perhaps you would like it." I always made the excuse that they either cooked too much or something like that. Everybody helped everybody else. And my grandmother would never sit down and have her meal unless she knew the next door neighbour would have something as well. And they were wonderful, wonderful people.
Oi, fell nicht auf Marken, wie eine Frotte jachen. Die Flor bei Targe, schmutzige Maglatt. In sich mechaie, wenn ich das Hazam aglatt. Ich bin a Breimel, gur a Boiler jatt. Schoi nicht lang. Wenn du spiel gedeuren, wann vom Klebt, Gift und Wisse meuren. Noch ein Bakosch, ich fot a soi gewollt, noch mein Teut, in a Tag a treiben. Soll auf mein Matzei bestehen geschrieben, in ois jes Größe, und Gold. Du liegt Avreime, der Feigster Marwicher, a Mensch a Gräufer, gewähn Gott von ihm sicher, a Mensch a Feiner, mit Art, mit a Gefühl, Amen, Schareiner, wie Gott allein nur will. Oi, wenn ich berin, wo gewacht am Mame Zeugen, wenn's fort die Finster Gast ihm nicht erzeugen, wenn als Kind nur a Tate Wort gehabt, du liegt a Breimel, jener Boiler jad.